Diego Bernard's sister Deja is a key member of the Drury women's basketball team, which is also the number one seed in the Midwest region of the NCAA Division II tournament. Both squads go into this weekend's action the number one ranked team in the nation in Division II. The Drury women took over the top spot on January 29th, while the Bearcats became the number one men's team in Division II on February 5th. Deja says she was the first to inform Diego that both teams would be number one in the nation after seeing the then number one Bellarmine men go down to defeat.
See them go down, you know, I was super excited, and I FaceTimed my brother, you know, and let him know after I found out that they had their first loss and that he might be moving up in the polls.
Diego says he was happy when his sister's team went to number one, and now that both are on the top teams in the nation, they have a little competition going on.
When my sister got the number one, everybody in my family was very happy, just me including. And then I seen the polls that we got number one, and like I was like, hi, we're number one too. But we had like a family competition to see who can lose first. So I don't want them to lose, but I want to win the bet.
Both Diego Bernard and Deja Bernard have put together great seasons. Deja, a junior for the Panthers, has been named the GLVC Defensive Player of the Year and a first-team all-conference selection, and leads Division II in steals with 107 and is 10th in the nation in assists per game. Diego, a true freshman, has been named to the MIAA's all-defensive team and is honorable mention all-conference and has scored in double figures in 24 of 32 games. Diego and Deja's older sister, Brianna Embry, also played college basketball as a member of the Central Missouri Jennies from 2011 through 2015. Their mother, Rila Embry, says Diego and Deja were exposed to the game of basketball at an early age.
During their older sister's practices, they would be on the baselines, running baselines with them. You know, Deja smiling from ear to ear. She still smiles when she's playing the game. They're out there at halftime of the game, shooting shots. They grew up in the gym. I'm glad that it actually stuck in their heart to continue to play the game that they love.
Diego says his sister pushed him to become a better player at a young age.
Back in the day, she was always bigger than me. She would just push me around. Everything got me tougher. And I would play defense on her, got her tougher. But she has lockdown defense, though. But it's good. Push each other every day.
Deja says growing up with Diego also helped her achieve the success she's had on the basketball court.
We played on the same team, so, you know, practicing against each other every day, you know, playing lots of games of one-on-one and everything. And our dad was our coach, you know, so he instilled, you know, a lot of competitiveness in us at a very young age. And I think that that's kind of helped our bond grow as of now. And I think that now, you know, there's nothing but that we can do but support each other. And I think that I'm his biggest fan and he's mine.
Deja and Diego grew up in St. Joseph, and their father, Chris Bernard, says the success his children are having this year is similar to a year they both had in high school with Deja playing for Benton and Diego at Lafayette.
Now, this is very parallel to a couple years back when they both made their state run, and Deja was 31-0 and took a state championship, and Diego was right there runners-up, playing, you know, second place in state. So a lot of similarities and parallels for this year as it was 3 years ago.
Rila says a lot of planning has gone into getting to as many of Deja and Diego's games as possible.
We were anxiously waiting, Chris and I, for both schedules to come out. And when they both finally came out, you should have seen us on our kitchen table. We had, like, we call it our master schedule, to where we were seeing, you know, who played where on what days. And then it just so happened that the whole month of January and the whole month of February, they played on the exact same days. So We just went back and forth and decided, you know, we'll go this way, you know, this game, and this way the next game.
This weekend, Drury's women play in the Midwest Regional tonight in Springfield at 6 o'clock against 8-seed Kentucky Wesleyan. Bearcat men open up play in the Central Regional Tournament tomorrow night at 6 o'clock against 8-seed Minnesota State at Bearcat Arena. We'll have the Bearcat game on KXCV, KRNW tomorrow night, beginning with our pregame at 5:40. I'm John Coffey, KXCV, KRNW Sports.